Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We are so happy that you are here with us tonight. We got some things to get into. So I'm going to say hello to some people first. I see, Knoxville, Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada. Okay, let's see, Virginia, Rockland County, New York, across the bridge. So hello to our friends in Rockland County, New York. So happy to have you. Michigan State, Washington State, Williamsburg, Ohio. We're going to be coming to Ohio. We're going to tell you about it later on in the broadcast. Okay, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Kentucky. So many of you jumping on. Hawaii, very happy to have our friends in Hawaii here right now. You got some time difference there in Hawaii, but welcome, welcome, welcome. British Columbia, Canada, Arizona. Thank you, everybody, for jumping on. So hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. If you could like and share this broadcast and subscribe, maybe we'll go over our platforms that we are on tonight for first and foremost after we open up in prayer. We're going to be getting into Barack Obama's speech from last night at the DNC. I'm also going to share with you a dream I had. We're going to get into the dream next week, though. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to pray on it. And then we're going to get into it next week. So let's open up in prayer, and then we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you, Father. Lord, we praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord, due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. We all fall so short of your glory, Father. Father, we fall so short, and we just praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father. Lord, we acknowledge that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again miraculously in 3 days. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. By his stripes, we are most certainly healed. And Father, we just praise you. He rose again miraculously in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne without ceasing, Lord, without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, Lord, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your presence would move mightily in this place, Father God, that the weight of your glory, Father, would fall, that the power of your presence, Lord, would move mightily, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would, Father, go ahead of us, Lord, be our front and rear guard, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we just ask that you would fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us, lead us tonight, Father God, in your wisdom, Lord, and in that counsel, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. Lord, we are the dust of the earth without you, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. Lord, we ask you quicken our mortal bodies, Father God. You touch us, Father God. You fill us anew, Father God. We are vessels that you fill, Father God. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father. Let your name be glorified above all. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. I still got my tallit. It's right here wrapped around me, but it's a little hot. So basically, I'm sorry, I had to kind of take it off. I did not mean to alarm any of you, but you see me take it off during prayer, but I did get a little hot. So I just wanted to make sure that, I'm not basically having hot flashes during live broadcast because of my tallit. So my tallit is on. It is wrapped around me. So it is here. I have the mantle on. Okay, So I'm going to tell you about this dream quickly. We're going to get into Barack Obama's speech. There is a lot to get into here. A lot. We're going to look at this because I'm trying to figure out how to say this without saying something horrible. But that speech was the biggest load of you know what that I have seen in quite a while. The Democrats have outdone themselves with such a speech. It was full of contradictions. It was full of crazy and nonsense. It was full of trying to be the charismatic revitalizer of the base. We'll get into that as well. But let me talk about the dream first as people are jumping on. But yes, if you can share this, let me put up the platforms first. Before I get into the dream, let's just put up the platforms quickly so you see where we are. So on Rumble, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. YouTube, we are Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we are Ark of Grace 88. X, we are at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. TikTok, we are at Ark of Grace Ministries. And Telegram, we are at Ark of Grace Ministries. So please like and subscribe. If you can share this broadcast tonight, that would be wonderful. And we're going to get into Obama's speech. So just give me a moment here. I'm going to share this dream very fast. Now, this dream that I had on August 18th, I am going to do a deep dive with you next week into it. So I'm just going to share it with you now, and I'm going to pray on it some more. I already have some things documented, but I think it's necessary for me just to pray on it a little longer before we kind of like take it apart and take it to a good look at it. So in the hours of August 18th, I had a dream, early hours. This was the dream. Myself and Jonathan Kahn were in an arena filled with people. Now, I have to tell you, the last time I dreamt about Jonathan Kahn, I believe it was 10 years ago. So something's up. Because the last time I've dreamt about Rabbi Jonathan was 10 years ago. Myself and Jonathan Kahn were in an arena filled with people. We were speaking. Rabbi Jonathan spoke first. Then I spoke and I had notes. I had written notes I can see. I mentioned the year 1924 and a stock market crash. So I mentioned these two things in the dream. I said, it's going to be like that. This was actually written on my notes. So the year 1924 and stock market crash were written on my notes. The arena must have had probably 10,000 people, approximately, all worshiping and crying out to the Lord, including Jonathan Kahn, worshiping and crying out to the Lord. And after this, it cut and I woke up. So just keep that in mind. We're going to talk about that probably next week. I'm going to get into that dream because there's a few more things I want to pray on with it before we do a complete deep dive into it. But I just wanted to share that with you tonight. Okay, so let's get the speech up, shall we? Jesus, help me. Jesus, take the wheel. Seriously with this, because this is meant to make you mad. First of all, let me just talk about the spirit that is on this speech. Because as I was dealing with it, I could feel the spirit on it. And the spirit on it is so venomous. I don't know who helped write this speech, but the spirit on it is so venomous. I could feel it. It's meant to keep people divided and make them angry. It's not meant to bring anybody together. Mark my words. I don't care what they're saying. It is meant to do the exact opposite of that. So we're going to go into parts of the speech that were said. So first part of his speech, because it was a pretty long speech. So he took his time with the speech. He said, it just goes on and on and on. The other day, I heard someone compare Trump to the neighbor who keeps running his leaf blower outside your window every minute of every day. Now, from a neighbor, that's exhausting. From a president, it's just dangerous. Now, if this is true, and a big if, because Donald Trump does not run leaf blowers outside people's windows, and you can't compare him to doing that either. But if the premise of what he is saying, the idea of what he's saying is true, then Joe Biden, Barack, Kamala, and their party are the neighbors who keep taking criminals and dumping them in your backyard and letting them into your home when they were supposed to be keeping you safe. If Donald Trump is running a leaf blower, and you should be grateful, Barack, it means he's cleaning up your yard. So if he's running a leaf blower, it means he's cleaning up your yard. However, if this is true, then Joe Biden, Barack, Kamala, and their party are the neighbors who keep allowing criminals to come into your home. Keep allowing undocumented men of military fighting age and criminals to come into your home and dumping them on your lawn, which a leaf blower will not get rid of, and letting them into your home where they're supposed to be keeping you safe. Point number one. He goes on. As a prosecutor, Kamala stood up for children who had been victims of sexual abuse. However, she doesn't stand up for the rights of the millions of unborn children whose lives were taken through abortion. So apparently she doesn't stand up for the lives of the children and the unborn. And we're going to get into, them having free abortions at the DNC while this is going on. She doesn't stand up for their rights. She doesn't stand up for the rights of unborn children. But as a prosecutor, she stood up for children who had been victims of sexual abuse. I think that would be selective. I'm going to be very honest with you with that. Another part of the speech. In other words, Kamala Harris won't be focused on her problems. She'll be focused on yours. Yeah, and trying to rip everything out from under you if you don't agree with her. As president, she won't just cater to her own supporters and punish those who refuse to kiss the ring or bend the knee. I'm going to say that again. As president, she just won't cater. He uses the word cater to her own supporters and punish those who refuse to kiss the ring or bend the knee. She already said she was going to take away patents of companies that don't play by her rules. She's already said that they are going to take patents away from companies that don't play by their rules. That's called punishing those who refuse to kiss the ring or bend the knee. That's what that's called. So she's doing and saying the exact opposite of what Barack is saying on stage, and he's just hoping that nobody is going to notice. Now, he says, together, Kamala and Tim, I like to call him Timmy. So Kamala and Timmy have kept faith with America's central story, a story that says we are all created equal. Well, on the surface, that sounds nice. Sounds nice on the surface. However, if we are created equal, Barack, why does your party support the abortion and killing of so many children if they're created equal? Created equal, not living equal. Created equal. He didn't say living equal. He said created equal. He is saying this as Planned Parenthood is performing free abortions and vasectomies outside the DNC. Normally you'd get food trucks. There you get free abortions and vasectomies. So shedding innocent blood to their false gods, but he's saying the central America central story that says we are all created equal. If that was true, you wouldn't be performing so many abortions. If that were true. He goes on, all of us, oh, guys, hold on. I have to stop for a minute. Little Esther is making her first cameo on the chair. And Esther, what are you doing? Esther's on the chair. I don't know if you got a glimpse of her. And we'll continue in just a minute, but many of you have been asking about Esther, and she's on the arm of the chair right now. I don't even know if I can move this over so you could see her. Hold on. There she is. Come on, girl. Good girl. There's Esther, everyone, making her first cameo appearance on Ark of Grace. Oh, yes, she is a bundle, all right. She is a bundle, and she's quite a handful, but in a funny way. Hi, Esther. Oh, say hi to everybody watching you right now. Okay, Esther Rising. This is prophetic. We're talking about this, and the cat Esther comes in. Just watch. Cyrus will show up next. Okay, because Esther's his little friend. So let me go back to this, because he says created. Created is at inception. Okay? It's when an egg is fertilized. Created equal. They don't believe that because they got him performing abortions and vasectomies outside the DNC. He says all of us endowed with certain inalienable rights. You know what those inalienable rights are? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, life. Life, as your abortion truck is outside doing the opposite, creating an atmosphere of death. And he says, he goes on, now it won't be easy. That's what he says. The other side knows it's easier to play on people's fears and cynicism. The only people playing on people's fears and cynicism are the ones holding the seat in the government right now. It won't be easy. The other side knows it's easier to play on people's fears and cynicism. It always has been. They will tell you that government is inherently corrupt, and they are absolutely right, because government is one of the most corrupt entities on the planet. That sacrifice and generosity are for suckers. If you really believe that, you wouldn't have an abortion truck outside your event. And since the game is rigged, it's okay to take what you want and just look after your own. That's the easy path. No, that's the path that the DNC especially has been taking for a very long time. Okay, so we're gonna tackle this. The government is inherently corrupt. That is a true statement. He wants you to believe it's not. They will tell you that the government, who's they? Who is this panel of they, I would like to know, that is constantly telling you these things? They will tell you, who's they? That the government is inherently corrupt. The government is inherently corrupt. And let us look at Barack Obama, who let ISIS into the White House. Allegedly. Joe and his son, Hunter, made millions off of countries like China. The government tried to demonize anyone who would not take a shot that they labeled to be something else that was not. The government wastes tons of money on programs like the mating habits of fruit flies. The people are overtaxed, and we are tired of you, Barack, Michelle, Kamala, Tim, and your cohorts and others in your party claiming that taxing corporations more is going to help the middle class, because it's not going to be bundled in pack. It's not going to be helping the middle class. It's going to be bundled in packages for Ukraine and Iran and given to Planned Parenthood and squandered to other nations. It's not going to be given to veterans. It's not going to be given to those who really need it. It's not going to be given to help the homeless. It's not. And by the way, regulating grocery prices, well, every communist nation in the world has tried it, and it has led to bread lines and failed. You are not the exception to the rule. You are the failure of the rule. Yes, government is inherently corrupt. Government does inside jobs on their own people. Just look at 9/11. Don't tell me that the government and the three-letter agencies are not inherently corrupt with all their cloak and dagger and darkness that they do. Do not tell me that they are not inherently corrupt, because it's a lie. Any government that served a false god was inherently corrupt biblically. If you look at Jeroboam, Ahaziah, I could go down the list, corrupt to the core. Zedekiah, corrupt to the core. There's biblical precedent for this. He goes on to say, we have a different task. Our job is to convince people that democracy can actually deliver like dominoes. Democracy can actually deliver like dominoes. So, to convince people that democracy can deliver. We are, first of all, to make a correction, a republic. We're a republic. So you're trying to convince people of buying into something we are not, just like those used car salesmen that try and convince you buying a 10-year-old car isn't going to cost you money in the long run. Because it is. When they say he's a threat to our democracy, Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy, you're absolutely right, because it is your version of a corrupt democracy that the United States of America was never meant to be, because we were meant to be a republic. He goes on, Barack. And in doing that, we can just point to what we've already accomplished. We can't just rely on the ideas of the past. We need to chart a new way forward to meet the challenges of today. And Kamala understands this. She knows, for example, that if we want to make it easier for more young people to buy a home, we all know her home program she's unveiled, offering $25,000 to people who want to buy a new home for the first time. Here's my question. You had 4 years, Kamala, to help young people buy homes and secure the border and help the middle class and make corporations pay what you call their fair share, who are pouring millions into your campaign, by the way. These corporations that you're saying have to pay their fair share are pouring millions into your campaign. She had 4 years to do this. She did none of it. Why is she going to start now if she's gotten away with not doing it for 4 years? What is giving her four more years going to do? What is giving her four more years going to do? She's already proven inept at all these things. I could put Cyrus in as president at this point and he'd do a better job. Cyrus for president, everyone. I could put him in. He would do it. He might lower the price of dog treats for dogs across the nation, but overall, he would do a much better job. Okay. Barack goes on healthcare, we should all be proud of the enormous progress that we've made through the Affordable Care Act. There is nothing affordable about it. Providing millions of people access to affordable coverage, protecting millions more from unscrupulous insurance practices. You mean the drug companies that are pouring millions into your campaign? Those? He goes on. And I noticed, by the way, that since it's become popular, they don't call it Obamacare no more. Well, first of all, like I said, these drug companies who are in bed with the insurance companies are pouring millions into Kamala's campaign. First of all. Secondly, by and large, it costs people a lot of money to buy into Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. And they built within Obamacare, if you go back and look, a plan to put unnecessary inoculations into the public. A plan to mass inoculate the public. Go look this up. Go look up when they first rolled it out. It's in there. He goes on. And in this new economy, we need a president who actually cares about the millions of people all across this country who wake up every single day to do the essential. Often thankless work. To care for our sick, to clean our streets, to deliver our packages. He calls that thankless work. I call that people who want to make a living. I call that people who want to put food on the table for their children. That's what I call that. We need a president who will stand up for the right to bargain for better wages and working conditions. And Kamala will be that president. Now, name how Kamala has helped the homeless, the sick, and the poor in her past 4 years. Name one way she has helped the working class, those that are struggling over the past 4 years. How has she helped veterans who have been thrown aside after serving our country? This is why Barack is being so general, because she hasn't done anything he can pinpoint and say, this is what Kamala did and this is how she got it done. And on top of that, what new economy? What new economy? What brand new? You know, it's like when they have a product come out and this product's been out for a while, but they want to like revamp the interest in the product. And all of a sudden they slap on the product, new and improved. Those are the words they use. New and improved. That's what they're doing here. That's what they're doing here. Now, Barack is being general because she hasn't done these things that he can pinpoint. Why hasn't Kamala worked to fix the disaster of Joe Biden's economy? If she knows so much. If she has a bachelor's of science. There we go. Vote now, everyone. If you would rather have Cyrus for president than what we have now. Vote, everybody. If you would like Cyrus for president and think he would do a better job over the next 3 months, please cast your ballot now. Okay, that's cute. That's cute that our team did that. Okay. Let's see here. He goes on to say they understand that when every child gets a good education, the whole economy gets stronger. Now, I'm going to put on my finance hat for a minute before I say what I have to say about that. I had to take, in college, I had to take economics for my finance degree. The economy, the way an economy grows is this. You have elastic and you have inelastic goods. Elastic goods move with the economy, meaning they prosper when the economy prospers. That is more luxury items. More luxury items like maybe cars, boats, expensive jewelry. Inelastic goods are things like bread, clothing, milk, that no matter how the economy's doing, it does well, okay? And on top of it, for the economy to grow, people that are making money at their jobs have to have an increase of something called disposable income. Disposable income is what is left after you have paid all of your bills. You've paid your bills, you've bought your groceries. What you have left is what you have left to go into the economy and dispose of. That's what it is. Dispose of it into the economy, inject it into the economy. And the more people have disposable income, the more they inject to the economy, the more the economy grows. One of the ways you do that is you lower taxes. You lower taxes. You don't tax the corporations that are providing tons of jobs into oblivion that they have to lay people off. And you don't raise the tax rate of those that are injecting all that disposable income into the economy, and you don't raise the tax rate of the middle class. It's not how the economy grows. This is economics 101, people. Economics 101. He says, though, they understand that when every child gets a good education, the whole economy gets stronger. That's not true. There are tons of kids out there right now that have useless educations that their parents paid 50 grand for, and they're bagging groceries at Target. He says, every child. Oh, you mean the millions you have helped dispose of through abortion, those type of children? Or the children you have sitting for storybook hour with drag queens? When every child gets a good education, he says, the economy grows. Or the children that you have convinced they were born the wrong gender and have sterilized them from ever reproducing again? Or the children who are being taught perverted sex education in their schools? Or the children who are depressed, anxiety-ridden, and over-hyper because you turn a blind eye while the FDA allows poison to be put in our food supply and allows what Europe has banned? College universities have become temples of Baal and Molech. They have become pagan temples. This is why you see these kids angry, depressed. They minionize them. You think that movie that came out, The Minions, you think that was just a cute little idea of one-eyed little creatures hopping around and laughing? No. That is what they wanted to make you. That's what they wanted to make you. And so their idea of a good education is turning a child into a minion and an empty vessel that then they can fill with their propaganda, agendas, corruptness, and lies. And have that child then grow up and go spit out those talking points and be paid to protest. That's their idea of a good education. He goes on, when women are paid the same as men for doing the same job, all families benefit. They understand that we can secure our borders without tearing kids away from their parents. I can't even get through this without laughing because there's nothing secure about our border. It's a blatant lie because it appears that the Democratic Party would like to prop up the sex trafficking industry across the board and across our border because they haven't done nothing about it. That's first of all. Secondly, one of the only ways to rescue children who are being trafficked across the border is to separate them temporarily from the person that is with them who came across the border and question them separately to find out if truly that is that child's parent. I would rather have that child separated for a short time and rescued than kept with that person and trafficked. They have done nothing to secure our border. Taco Bell is going to set up there soon because everyone's running for it. Everyone's running for the border right now. They're all coming in that way. And so if they haven't secured our border over the past 4 years, and in fact, they have made the border crisis the worst it probably has ever been, then why is 4 more years they're going to secure the border? They've got no reason to. They've gotten away with it for 4 years. This is like when you teach, when you allow a dog to continue in bad behavior, and don't correct the bad behavior. They're going to continue the bad behavior until we, the people, correct it. Correcting the bad behavior is voting them out of office and making your voice known. He says, Donald Trump and his well-heeled donors, they don't see the world that way. Oh, really? He provides a lot of jobs for a lot of people. A lot. Barack wants to make you believe that he and Kamala never, ever have ever in their campaigns had well-heeled donors. And that is deflection because they have corporate bigwigs and Wall Street tycoons propping up them and their super PACs. He says, for them, one group's gain is necessarily another group's loss. For them, freedom means that the powerful can do pretty much what they please. Yes, and that is what Joe and Hunter Biden did with China and Iran, or the fake dossier, Russia, 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 paid for by the Clintons, and all the tampering that was done in Ukraine, and with these negligent and irresponsible omnibus spending bills that had a Trump kill switch and demand for abortions and funding to Ukraine in it. Up, oh, Chris is bringing me tissues. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Okay. He said, whether it's fire workers trying to organize a union or put poison in our rivers or avoid paying taxes like everybody else. Avoid paying taxes. Gee, let's put up the article real fast, shall we? Look who's avoiding paying taxes. Start taking your guesses who this is going to be. Because I'm going to tell you who it is in a moment. As they're trying to get it up here. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden loses bid to toss tax evasion case. And he has the nerve to say avoid paying taxes like every. He must be talking about the Bidens. Barack must have slipped there. He must be talking about the Bidens. He says, well, we have broader idea of freedom. We believe in freedom to provide for your family if you're willing to work hard. The freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water and send your kids to school without worrying if they'll come home. No, you don't have to worry if they'll come home. You have got to worry if they're going to come home indoctrinated. That's what you have to worry about these days. Notice how he conveniently left out the worrying what these corrupt pagan school systems are putting into our children. teaching our children. No mention of the millions of parents irate at the school system's agenda and curriculum for corrupting the minds of their children, feeding them lies, leading them down a road of perdition, and making them minions to be used and activated when necessary for their next campaigns. Notice, oh, you send your kids to school without worrying if they'll come home. Yeah, you got to worry if they're going to come home a different person after being indoctrinated. We believe that true freedom gives each of us the right to make decisions about our own life, how we worship, and what our family looks like, how many kids we have, who we marry. And we believe that freedom requires us to recognize that other people have the freedom to make choices that are different than ours. That's okay. Is it okay? Because you don't make it like it's okay. Donald Trump is very different than them in a lot of ways, and they don't think that's okay. They don't think that's okay. However, Barack never said anything in this about the consequences of the choices we make, the consequences of freedom, that the wages of sin is death if you abuse freedom the wrong way. He says, that's the America Kamala Harris and Tim Walz believe in, an America where we the people includes everyone, because that's the only way this American experiment works. Experiment. Look at the language that he's using. He's calling all of you an experiment. That's what he's calling everybody, an experiment. That means they believe you are nothing more than lab rats and guinea pigs in their test tubes and labs of corruption and destruction. That is what they believe. He says it's the way we treat each other, including those who don't look like us or pray like us. Isn't that interesting? Or see the world exactly like we do. Let me tell you, I don't care if you're Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, atheist, and you want to watch Rock of Grace. You're welcome to watch, but we have a biblical standard here, and I'm not changing that for no one. I'm not changing it. His translation, though, in saying this, especially pray like us, Barack wants nothing more than for America to kowtow to the Muslim world, the world of secular humanism, the world of atheism, and the world of paganism. He says, we start thinking that the only way to win is to scold and shame and out-yell the other side. And after a while, regular folks just tune out or they don't bother to vote. This is the point they're going to hammer about Donald Trump over the next few months. The shaming, the name-calling. You're going to see this keep coming up. The making fun of. You're going to see them keep trying to Operation Mockingbird this point. Because in a way, it was given to them on a silver platter. Time to take that platter away from the Trump camp. Meaning, not from the Trump camp. Time to take that platter away. Time to take it away. Time to take it away. Because, well, they think it's been given to them on the silver platter. So time for the Trump camp to take it away. Okay. He goes on, and that if we want to win over those who aren't yet ready to support our candidates, we need to listen to their concerns and maybe learn something in the process. If that were true, it would be wonderful. It's not true. Why hasn't Kamala done this for the past 4 years then? Reach across the aisle at all. Joe was talking about putting a bullseye on Donald Trump's back, and then he's almost killed. Trump is almost killed. They don't want to learn anything from you. You are an experiment. You are a means to their end. They want to control you. And the language in this speech is very telling. And by the way, that does not just matter to the people in this country. The rest of the world is watching to see if we can actually pull this off. If we can actually pull this off. Yeah, if you can actually pull off maybe another heist with elections. You can actually pull off the big lies being told. No nation, no society has ever tried to build a democracy as big and as diverse as ours before. One that includes people that over decades have come from every corner of the globe. Yep, they've come from every corner of the globe, all right, right across our southern border. The rest of the world is watching to actually see if we can pull this off. You mean allowing hundreds of thousands of dangerous men across our border? You mean putting another puppet in who will prostitute the United States and its resources to the nations of the world that hate America? You mean pulling off trying to unalive perhaps the other side's candidate while staging a coup against your candidate? Ripping Joe off of prime time and disposing of the howdy doody puppet because he's not so fresh anymore? Or is it showing your own party how quickly you will dispose of people in office for your agenda? Or is it showing the world that the United States is in a weakened, vulnerable state to those chanting death to America? Or is it pulling off catering to radical terrorists and giving them billions of dollars, including on 9/11? Or is it pulling off another big fat lie with another ill-equipped individual to run the country so they and their cohorts can run it from behind the scenes? Which is it? He says, one where our allegiance and our community are defined not by race or blood, but by a common creed. And that's why when we uphold our values, the world's a little brighter. When we don't, the world's a little dimmer. And he says, and dictators and autocrats feel emboldened. And over time, we become less safe. You mean like the dictatorship of Iran you propped up, or the way you blamed Russia for everything? Gee, how did Iran manage to hack into the Trump campaign? All on their own. Would you care to opine on that? Would you care to talk about that? And we got the news article. We got the news article. There it is. Iran hacked. There it is. U.S. intelligence officials say Iran is to blame for hacks targeting Trump, Biden, Harris campaigns. Now, I think they threw Biden, Harris in there to make it look like they weren't completely going after Trump. That's just my opinion. Okay. Almost done here. I know these ideas can feel pretty naive right now. We live in a time of such confusion and rancor with a culture that puts a premium on things that don't last. Money, fame, status, likes, everything. Barack and Joe and Hunter and others achieved in high office, achieved as being part of the family, everything they achieved. He's saying, we live in such a time of confusion with where the culture puts a premium on these things. Those are the things that you have told people to put premiums on. Those are the things, the superficial things that you have encouraged. We chase the approval of strangers on our phones. We build all manners of walls and fences around ourselves. Yes, but not around the southern border. You might build those walls and fences around yourselves, but I can guarantee you they are right now at this very moment, not around the southern border, because they made sure to tear down whatever was built. They made sure to compromise it, and they made sure to just allow anybody without being vetted to come across it. And then he says, and then we wonder why we feel so alone. When we build walls, we're alone. You see what he's doing here? He's trying to psychologically make the public believe that if you build a wall to protect your nation, you're going to find yourself all alone. I got to tell you, in the Bronx, New York, there's a deli on every corner. Go down. You won't feel so alone. I mean, it's nonsense what's being said. He said, we don't trust each other as much because we don't take the time to know each other. And in that space between us, politicians and algorithms teach us to caricature each other and troll each other and fear each other. Well, Barack, if you really feel that way, go talk to the heads of Facebook and Instagram about all the censoring they're doing and trolling of conservative platforms. Go on over and talk to Mark Zuckerberg about this, because we're being censored. We're one of the ones being censored because Elon ripped your Twitter machine away from you. Elon took his ball and he went home and he ripped Twitter away from you. And so they don't have that as much and as readily anymore as they used to for censorship. But if he feels that way, he should go over and talk to his friend Mark Zuckerberg about this, because they're doing plenty of it out there right now. Because the vast majority of us do not want to live in a country that's bitter and divided. We want something better. We want to be better. And the joy and the excitement that we're seeing around this campaign tells us we're not alone. The joy you're seeing. Oh, you're going to see the joy. You're going to see the justice of Yahweh sweeping through your ranks in the nation. Oh, you're going to experience the joy. I promise you, you will. You will. The joy of the Lord is our strength in this. He says, as much as any policy or program, I believe that's what we yearn for, a return to an America where we work together and look out for each other, a restoration of what Lincoln called on the eve of the Civil War, he's quoting Lincoln, our bonds of affection, an America that taps what he called the better angels of our nature. Well, Lincoln had a much different set of morals and values and beliefs than these people do. Now, he brings up Lincoln and he brings up the Civil War. Lincoln was a middle-aged white man who believed slaves should be free, that truly all men were created equal. He believed that. However, they want to keep you as slaves. You are more valuable to them as slaves of the system. The DNC, the rhinos, the corrupt, they want nothing more than to make you believe you are free when they have you in chains as a slave. Lincoln believed in true freedom. These people believe in freedom with the chains still attached. It's like making a dog believe it has freedom, but when it walks, all of a sudden that chain gets tension on it and that dog can't walk any further. That dog only has so much freedom. That's what they want to do to the people of this nation. And he ends with, that is what this election is about. And I believe that's why if we do each our part over the next 77 days, if we knock on doors, if we make phone calls, if we talk to our friends, if we listen to our neighbors, if we work like we've never worked before, if we hold firm to our convictions, we will elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States and Tim Walz as the next vice president of the United States. We will elect leaders up and down the ballot who will fight for the hopeful. Forward-looking America we believe in. Yeah, you believe in the forward-looking, progressive America that you believe in. And together, we too will build a country that is more secure. I don't know how you could do that without any walls and not clothing the southern border, but okay. And more just, more equal, and more free. Because they promised to give you everything for free, including $25,000 for your down payment. Oh no, nothing from the government is free. Everything has string attached. And if the government is going to give you that much money, they're going to expect something in return. That's why we took no PPP loans. We took no PPP loans. When that whole C-19 debacle went down, we didn't take any. Because that money isn't free. It's not. He goes, so let's go to work. And then he has the nerve to go, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. If God thinks that, if Obama thinks that God is going to bless the hot mess that was just said here, I'm not too sure, but you can pray for his soul. You can absolutely, if you would like, pray for Obama's soul with this, because that speech was one of the biggest loads of nonsense, lies, smoke and mirrors, charismatic allurements that I have seen in a while. Yeah, he said, God bless you and God bless. Oh, the Lord is going to make his face to shine upon the United States of America, but not before the joy, the justice of Yahweh sweeps through the nation. So that indeed will happen. So, yep, it was, it's trying to revive the base, but it is trying to deflect from every egregious thing they have done and make Donald Trump out to be an annoying neighbor who's blowing his leaf blower. Well, guess what? He's probably cleaning your lawn. So you might want to just shut your trap and let him come clean the lawn of America, because he knows how to do it. He's a businessman. He knows how a balance sheet works, checks and balances work. He understands how all of this works. So let him go rev up that giant leaf blower and come blow all these suckers off the lawn of America, because it needs to happen. And that's what how I'm going to end with that. Now, we have Nelson coming on with us. We have an event to tell you about that I'm going to be at, and we're going to talk about it right now. So Nelson from Century H2O is waiting in the wings. Let's bring him on.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I very much appreciate that, Nelson. Well,
your number one fan, Stephanie, let me know that, okay?
Oh, Stephanie is, I love Stephanie. She's so sweet. much. She'd probably tell it all sorts of people. Okay. So Nelson, we're going to be at an event together.
Okay. Well, so that event we're doing. Okay. So that event's in the 26th of October, right?
Okay. Who's going to be there?
Let's keep our fingers crossed. The president.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. You didn't have to say that. We all know who the president is. Okay. Don Jr. Kimberly. And one of the things I'd love to have a conversation off stage with you would be talking to Eric and Laura, making sure that they're there.
Okay.
Prior to this, something exciting happening in September. That we don't have the exact date, but we're going to the border with Kerry Lake.
Okay.
And we clean it up. We'll go down and pick up about 70 to 80 tons of garbage. Okay. That's the first step. I will give away approximately, well, I shouldn't even say, I'm waiting to hear my numbers. My man's coming in today. We're going down to Yuma. We're going to find out how many Border Patrol officers are there, and we give each one a water filtration system.
That's very nice.
Okay. And then Carrie's coming with us, and she's going to give them away. That's her job, is to give them to these folks. Okay. Now, here's the cool part, Amanda. In every box, there's a Bible track.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I think that's amazing.
At the end of the day, nothing else matters, right?
No, it does. No, it doesn't. That's why I'm coming. See, I'm going to be at this October event that he's talking about. I am going to be there with all of them. And it's important that these people of East Palestine, Ohio, get prayer. You know, they get spoken to. It's just after what they've been through. It's so nice what you're doing for them. Nelson is going to be giving them free water systems.
2,000. Well.
Yep. He's giving out. Oh, that's a lot, Nelson. Wow. Huge blessing for that town.
Well, that's why we need to move products so we can give product, right?
Exactly.
And each one we spent, you know, get a kick. We spent $1,000 on Bible tracks alone. That's a lot to me. That's a lot of money, right? I mean, for Bible tracks, right? But each box.
You're being a cheerful giver. You are. Well,
we gave 200 already.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, now, we've had a lot of conversation with the mayor of East Palestine. He's all in. They're getting excited. They got a place for us to deliver 7 skids of product.
Okay.
You know, that was a big concern for us. So there's going to be a wall. There's going to be a wall behind them and our names on the box. And they look really cool. Behind, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed, the president. I want, you know, the president to give these away because he said he would take care of these people. And this is the only product that we know of that will. Okay. It removes all the vinyl chloride. It removes all the PFAs and removes all the vaccines in the water. Very, very important. So that's kind of what we're doing on that level. Like I said, we're shooting for the 26th. And the reason we changed it was you're going to be somewhere else on the 19th.
Yes, I am. I so appreciate that new date was come up with. I really very much do. I'm looking very forward to being there with everybody and doing this. And so while we're talking, Nelson, we'll put Nelson's info up for Century H2O. If you're interested in getting one of these 5-stage water filtration systems, because it does help Nelson as well, able to give them away.
Well, let me go through it real quick with you guys. Okay. So in the beginning, the first stage, it takes about 15 minutes to put this underneath your sink. We have a whole house system, but let's talk about the one that's very, very affordable. For this next 30 days, we've reduced the price to $325. Okay. That's what we did for the next 30 days.
And okay.
What we're doing there is we're just trying to get the product out to people because we know if they don't get this in their system, the water is poisoned and then they keep poisoning it. So first thing we take out is chlorine and ammonia. Okay.
Okay.
Who wants to drink that stuff? Then we take out, we add oxygen at 68 parts per million.
Okay.
Which destroys cancer. Oxygen and cancer can't live in the same place. So you drink it, it goes in your stomach, goes into your bowels. That's a whole different process than breathing oxygen into your lungs, right? So your men, prostate shrink, don't have to go to the bathroom. Women, it makes their skin, it starts puffing up their skin so they don't have lines in their face anymore. Whole different concept than going and getting Botox, right? So those are the things we're working on there. Now we remove all the, let's say arsenic.
Oh, hold on. We lost Nelson for a minute. So I'll talk to you while he comes back on here. But basically, it is a 5-stage. He has them for the whole house. If you're interested in getting them for the whole house, he can help you with that as well. If you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, Century H2O is there. You can click on the link. You can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. And this really does help Nelson be able to give these away to people that are most in need. So it really does help Nelson be able to do that. And that is one of his passions. And we are happy to help with that. And so we have Nelson back now.
Yeah. What happened, man? I just kind of went blank.
So, I have no clue. But we got you back, Nelson. So,
So, the fluoride that you're putting on your teeth is not the same fluoride they put in the water. It's 100% poison. And you got to be careful of that. So you don't want to drink that fluoride. We remove it at 100%. We use
Hitler tried to put fluoride in the water.
What's that?
Hitler tried to put fluoride in the water. I believe that's true. At one point when he wanted to poison individuals, he would try to put fluoride in the water.
Well, he wasn't far off the mark.
Yeah, he wasn't. No, but I believe that if you research that, they did do that.
Well, you know, Amanda, I'm a real historian about World War II. Mm-hmm. If you look at what Hitler did with the Jewish nation, that was the beginning. That was a test model for what they're going to do to us right now. Okay. The only difference is they're going to take the Jews and they're going to take the Christians and throw them in the same bot, mix them up, and out they go. And that's where those are the people they're going after, right? Mm-hmm. And you just spoke about it a moment ago.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting, okay. So then we take out arsenic, chromium 6, boron, heavy metals, all vinyl chloride. Every white pipe in your house is poison. And then we take out the plastic, the little nanoplastic that's in the water, that's in your body. We scrub it with our product, with the oxygen. And then we take out all vaccines. Mm-hmm. Every vaccine that you put in your body ends up in your drinking water. I'm talking about the COVID vaccine, which was 100% poison. AIDS vaccine, all that goes into your system, destroys your breaks down your immune system. And then we give you a pH of 9.0. pH, that's alkalinity. That will destroy acid. It's in your body, which creates cancer. Gone. Okay. And then we also give you magnesium and calcium at a level that you need to keep your body healthy. So those are the items that this water product does. And basically, it's all natural. There's no chemicals in it. There's nothing nasty about it. Now, one of the coolest things is your dog will tell you that it's water. Your dog drinks this water, it will live longer. We have dogs in our rescue that are 5 years over their expected life cycle. We're talking 16 years old for a big dog.
Wow.
We're talking 20.
That is old for a big dog.
You know what's funny? They got dementia. I didn't know dogs could get dementia, but they forget and they're kind of having that issues.
Yeah.
The body works. Little dogs, 20 plus.
Wow.
And they go crazy. Oh, we've had them blind. My wife, she's this dog person. And you're going to meet her. And then she's just kind of like, when dogs come to our house, they never leave.
Yeah. I hear you on that. I got Cyrus out cold on the floor right now.
Well, she got a kick out of that. But here's the story. So in Arizona, we have this one steakhouse called Steak 44. Bring a wheelbarrow of cash. And they tell you to. They're not quiet about it. But the steak is phenomenal. So she tells me. And we'll sit down for our wedding anniversary, and she'll get a filet mignon, cut it in half, cut out all the pieces for the little dogs. She'll put a bowl of water down and a piece of steak, and they drink the water before they even touch the steak.
Yeah.
That's how dogs smell. Their noses are.
They can. Yeah. They have a very ability to smell far beyond what people can.
Yes.
And so they can smell what's in the water, and tap water. You can't, it's very difficult to give dogs because it also causes stones. It can cause stones in them, bladder stones and things of that nature also because of the high contents of calcium and other things in the water.
I've been blessed with stones twice in my life.
You've been blessed. Okay. We'll call it that. We'll call it blessed, Nelson.
And the second time I almost died. I mean, I was going septic.
It can be, yeah.
I was throwing up. I was in the hospital when all this was happening.
Okay.
And it was a bad deal. It was a really bad deal. But what this product does is it takes the calcium, puts an oxygen bubble around it, turns it into a powder. So now it's not a snowflake that becomes a snowball. So it becomes a powder. Your body can process it. And I've been drinking this water now for 7 years. And trust me, if I could get stones that easy when I first moved to Arizona, you know, the problem with Arizona water is we run it through canals.
That, yeah.
122 degrees in a canal, it creates calcium. And that's our biggest problem here. So we have more calcium in Arizona than most places have in the United States. And we're doing a great job here with it. But yeah, what it does to humans, it'll do to that little animal. And people He's just, right. It breaks my heart to see people give them that kind of water because it's doing nothing for them.
Yeah.
But this little product that we're telling you about, and right now at 325, 15 minutes, put it in. The response from your audience the first time we spoke, Amanda, was overwhelming. They did a great job. There it is. Okay.
Oh, there it is. Yep. This is where, you'll go to and you'll click on it right here, mm-hmm. Century H2O, and it will take you there. You can use promo code GRACE10. You'll get 10% off.
Yes.
But this does make a difference. It does go to help those that need this as well.
Well, here's the other thing. So we have the border we're working on. And we did this last year, Amanda, down in Brownsville. And we picked up 200 dogs, okay? And those 200 dogs went back to Big Dog Rescue in Florida. Big Dog Rescue in Florida. They went back there, and now they're getting rehomed. But they had they had all kinds of problems they had with the dogs themselves, all messed up. And we took them out of we pulled the dogs out of the border, and we pulled them out of Eagle Pass. And the year before that, we did the same thing in a different part of Texas, and the president flew his plane in there to pick up all the dogs.
That's amazing.
It is. It's awesome. I mean, it's over the top. I just pinch myself when I'm listening to what this guy will do to help anybody that needs help.
I could see him loving animals.
Well, okay. So his wife, she's one of the big sponsors and providers for Big Dog Rescue.
Aww.
Her name's on the wall. Her face is on the wall, right? So I'm telling you, they have a heart where most people don't. Now, where we're going is very tragic because we have a couple of bad things going on there. But people don't want to talk about. One is baby sacrifices.
Yeah.
Which is one story. But we've gotten with the police or the sheriffs down there. And one of the biggest problems is these folks are meant to bring their pets with them so that when they get to the border, they have to eat them.
Oh my goodness.
There's mountains and mountains of dog bones. And the stench, they said, of death is
at the border.
Yeah. So what we're going to try and do is save as many dogs when that time comes, probably within the next 2 weeks. But the big thing right now is coming up is we're going to go in and we're going to grab, we got bulldozers. We're going in to get the garbage. Bulldozers. So that's, you're not picking up a bottle, okay?
No, it's enormous. It is. Imagine the amount of people coming across the border, everybody, and what they're leaving. Now, Nelson, if you do find in rescuing a small dog that needs fostering, that's a female, we could probably help and foster a female here. Cyrus would love it. So don't tell my husband, everybody, I just said this. He's probably watching. But
Oh, no.
We could probably swing that without an issue. So we probably seriously could. And Cyrus is very good with dogs. He's good with male dogs, but he's really good with female dogs.
Female dogs? Yeah. Okay. So listen, we have a plethora of animals in our my home, okay?
Uh-huh.
We're not fortunate enough. We support a lot of rescues. But we're not fortunate enough to have this. We have a big yard. I bought a house in Arizona. I live on a golf course. Okay. I had to buy the house with the biggest yard. I got a half.
Of course you did. You have all these dogs because your wife and you absolutely love them.
No. It's just her.
It's just, he's totally disassociating himself from what his wife is doing right now.
I pay the bills. They eat the best food. They get the best treats.
That's very nice.
I have my own husky. Okay. I got a husky, right? And a husky. Okay. They're like aloof, and she was a rescue.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah.
Well, she's my baby. And all her other ones get all the good stuff because she gets the good stuff, right? So my wife is like, she's this lady that reads every bag. No, it can't eat that. you know, I mean, you can't get Costco
food. They would put in dog food would amaze everybody who's watching. If you have never looked on the back of a bag of regular, I'm not talking about high grade dog food, just regular run-of-the-mill grocery store dog food.
Yes.
Look on the back of your bag. You wonder why so many dogs are getting health issues and are getting cancer. Look what they're feeding them. Look what they're putting into dog food and into cat food. And you're going to have part of your answer right there.
So we do a few things with the Nugents, you know?
Yeah.
And Shemaine.
Oh, they're fun. I met him once. I met Mr. Ted once.
Okay. So Shemaine, his wife, and him are like dog fanatics. Okay. And Shemaine goes out and buys this farmer's food. It's supposed to be the best, right? And all of a sudden, her dogs are passing away. So her and my wife are, you know, chattering back and forth on, no, you don't do this. You got to do that. You add this to it. And my wife's got all this. I mean, our dog did acupuncture.
And yeah, I've heard of that before.
No, these dogs, she finds this giant pity that they use as a breeder. Now the poor baby can't walk. So she's got to get an acupuncture so she can, now, you know, she goes from her bed to watching TV. Right?
That's amazing.
You and her would have a
I'm sure we would.
Talking about animals, okay? Because that is her whole world, and that's what she does. She's just that animal person, right?
Yeah.
And but anyways, the water has become part of their world. And that's a part, and one of the things we need to talk about off-site here,
yeah,
is getting you water that will, you can take care of your animals.
I would be very open to that.
Do you have a horse? You have horses?
Yes.
Okay. We just came out with a horse product.
Okay. Well, we need it then, because we have some horses that came to us in very bad shape. Praise God. They're better than they were, but they came to us terrible shape.
Okay. So you got the people that we kind of run around with are we sponsored the number 4 barrel racer in the country, you know?
Yeah.
More horses are $250,000 a whack, right? I got a buddy who has $1 million horses and they want to feed them water that you wouldn't drink.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. Horses, I know they're big animals. They're over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Their systems are so
delicate,
sensitive, incredibly sensitive. Their systems are, and things can go haywire so fast in a horse's system. I've dealt with this before. I've seen this happen. So for their size, they're incredibly sensitive. They're just sensitive.
Healthy. You don't want a horse vet bill. That's what you don't want.
Yeah.
So We've been working with the number 4 barrel racer, and her horse has been living on our water. Okay. We're trying to look at performance. But what she's finding is when she goes to these different places, they're pulling water out of who knows where.
Yeah.
Wells, you know, city water. And when they run through our system, they're noticing that the horses are migrating to our water. They won't drink the other water. Okay. So we have a product that we were just introducing. It'll be going on the website. And it's very compact. You can hang it on a fence, water your trough and all that. But we definitely need to think about how we were going to put a system in your animal sanctuary.
All right.
That will change. And it will change the whole makeup of how the animals.
I believe that.
You know,
I do. We have two locations 3 miles apart.
Really?
Right now. Yeah, we have two locations. We're trying to merge them into one. I'm praying about how to do this. But we have two locations 3 miles apart right now.
That's going to be hard on your staff.
What's going to be hard?
Managing two separate.
Well, we have it worked out in the schedule. So you got two people at one, two people at the other. And then they switch and they're all boys going back and forth. So everyone knows how to take care of everyone.
Got it. I mean,
so we have it all worked out.
In the manufacturing world, I'm in the same boat and I'm trying to get one building for everybody, you know. As you grow, you sometimes can't expand the walls fast enough. So that's why when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, that makes it very difficult to manage food, manage, you know, all these different entities that you got to get from point A to point B. So, but yeah, we can do something to make this a little bit better. And what we would probably do, Amanda, would be tanks.
Okay.
We come in with big, you know, fair-sized tanks.
Okay.
And then that would water everything. You manage all the amount of water you pump through the building and all that stuff. It's not a big deal.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
That would be a huge blessing, Nelson. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, for us, it's what we do, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know, it's like what you do.
Yes, exactly.
And by the way, I'm going to say, I got to say this before we get off. Night of prayer.
Yeah. Oh, the night of prayer for the Trump family?
Here's my intention. Mine is on a Sunday. We're going to watch the first few minutes, and then we're going to watch the last few minutes. It was so impelling that we sat there and watched for 4 hours straight. We were very, it was like, wow. It was like, this was really quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And it was the way you did it was quite amazing.
Praise God. We had a great team, too, that was working behind the scenes, like nobody's business, including our staff. Yep. And Stephanie and her husband, they were all working together, which was wonderful because they all know each other. And so it was it helped a lot. Well, it helped tremendously.
Well, when you do things like that, you know, Satan has a field day, right? So he's doing everything in his powers to screw with you. Yeah. And Stephanie was telling me they were getting screwed with pretty good. You know, they're like, you know, everything that could go wrong was going wrong, you know. So, but I'm just saying that was really, it was quite interesting. And we enjoyed it quite a bit. We really did. And
thank you.
We let a lot of our friends know about it. And they enjoyed it too. They said, you know, we've never seen things from that standpoint of way, you know, Amanda brought that to light. And I was like, yeah, that's where we're at. I mean, that's the reality of it all. And that's why we were asking, you know, like your followers, listen, guys, we're not looking for a lot of money for what we're trying to do. What we have invested in this thing, it'll save your life. And that's going. The water that is being imposed upon you is so toxic that it'll break down your immune system. And that's the plan.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed. It's a plan. And this is something that will change. It'll help folks get from point A to point B. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's why we keep the price as tight as possible so that we can move forward on this.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate that, Nelson. Thank you. And thank you for coming on.
Well, listen, Amanda, what I need to do is we need to talk.
Okay, we can.
I got two or three things I want to go over with you.
Okay.
So let me know what works.
Okay. I will. Yep. You know, I'll make sure one of our staff reaches out and then we can figure out you and me together.
Yeah, 15 minutes of time. Okay. We got some exciting things happening, and I can share with some other stuff that we're doing that's really kind of, we're actually getting into streaming.
Okay.
So we're actually looking at buying a streaming platform.
Wow. Go, Nelson.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay. Well, you're going to find out one way or another, Nelson. You will. But we can talk. We can.
We just write the checks.
Okay.
So that's where we're going. That's what we're doing. Okay. So yeah, let me know when that works, and then we'll get together and we'll see how things go. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nelson, for coming on.
Oh, thank you much for Amanda for having me.
God bless you and your wife. Thanks.
You too.
Okay. And we'll put Nelson up one more time, the Century H2O. There it is. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code GRACE10. So I will be at that event in October with Nelson and with members of the Trump family in East Palestine, Ohio. So I will be there as well for that event. And they're going to be giving away these water filters to the people in East Palestine, Ohio, who really need it after the tragedy that happened there. So thank you everyone for joining us, for tuning in to tonight. We are going to be on, shall we call it Kamala Watch? I don't know what else to call it, but just in case something happens, we will have the ability to perhaps go live in case something does go down. I've heard also things about pipe bombs and other things apparently that happened there, which we'll talk about as well. But thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. You should be saying it because it is a powerful psalm. The word of God is living and active. We have to activate it. Also, the other psalms up there, including 123, 34, 35, and 51. 35 is you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. Ephesians 1 and 3 from the believer's authority. Read those chapters biblically, but also there are scriptures in the believer's authority, the first few pages by Kenneth Hagin that I say every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer. That prayer starts with praise and thanksgiving to God. That is how we should be approaching God. There is a reason Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. So we always like to encourage you with the word. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Thank you once again for all the birthday wishes. I very much appreciate it. And we may be back on. We'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow. If something happens at some point, we're probably going to be back on. But we will announce as well, talking about that dream, doing that deep dive next week and other things. We will make announcements for when I'm coming on. So we love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.